blij van vlag, hè?
Ik ben van Duik.
Demonstratie voor huizen en daar komt de politie aan.
Because they don't know anything about it. Cannot you?
Faccio merda, imbecille.
these gun called the people, they were just too quick to this road. If they charge us here, they just bash up, take us to prison, and then it's a mess, okay? These people, they are not from the houses. It's changed. People from the square, I don't know, came here. People that... came, for instance. So, no, they just got the... I think I'm going to warn the people. I advise you to quit now, if you trust me. Or at least keep it.
How many police is over there on that side?
I think, I don't know, 50 or more, 60. And there,
you think they are also over there?
What?
They are also over there, you think?
Yeah, maybe. Because they are always in the point that stay around this place, no? And when something happened, they came from all the points. These streets go in that way. And at the corner, at the end of this way, there is a police bus. And also this way and that way. So they control all the area.
And what they want to do now? They wait?
I don't know. They wait that we stay quiet. If we stay quiet, they don't want to make fight because they need... these days nothing happened, you know? Because...
there's too much press.
Yeah, not only for press, because the Communist Party needs
a good image.
Yeah, don't want to fight because they want only, I don't know, yeah.
Flowers.
They want that the people stay quiet. They speak about the Kragers in Amsterdam and make fight, and or about the alternative people in Berlin and make fight, but not want that people make something here in Italy. Especially here in Bologna, that this town is communist from 30 years or more. For this reason, you came from Amsterdam, but you don't know something about this, no? You
don't. I don't know the situation here.
Yeah,
and I know. I have seen police in Amsterdam, but it's a different situation.
Yeah, but they don't call.
I know how they react. But
yeah, but you understand that it's crazy that these fucking people call the alternative movement in Europe, no? Called and to came here in Bologna to discuss and to make a meeting together.
Yeah.
And when we Italian people want to make the same thing, they criminalize us like terrorists because you can't occupy a squat, you can't squat houses, or you can't make a free place, you know, and live without control of the state, without control of families, or without control over the parties. Mm-hmm. Because also democracy and proletariat make the same. They are not in the institution, but they are also party, you know. And for this reason, the movement is not autonomous. It's controlled from the old left, the new left, but it's the same shit, you know. Mm-hmm. Because the new left is not new, but like the old. And when we was there, in that place discussing, they speak about the autonomy of the movement, but they don't want the autonomy of the movement, because they are a party and they want to remain a party and not that movement go on and is autonomous and anti-dogmatic, anti-authoritarian, you know, like the tradition in German or in Holland. But here in Italy, the opposition, social opposition, is controlled always from the parties. The old left, that is Marxist, Leninist, is very dogmatic and very authoritarian. This is the situation here.
Now they start there again, same situation.
They won't stay, I think, in front.
In front, yes.
Yeah.
So everybody is now. But why don't they shut before
because
it's too difficult for them something now?
No, it's not difficult. But if we stay quiet, if we don't squat.
Shout. You can now.
If we don't try, if we don't occupy squat houses, we don't mean nothing. Can be possible war, but only this. For this reason, I think that the police doesn't make nothing. When was squatted the building 2 days ago, only because they don't want to make trouble now.
Yeah.
But normally it's not possible to do this because they are so fucking stupid. And the Communist Party is the responsible of this situation here.
It's ruling here. Communist
what?
Party is ruling. It's ruling in this town.
But they want. They don't want that begin a movement autonomous from the parties because they are afraid that can happen real a situation like in Amsterdam or in Berlin, you know? They are so afraid.
So they are afraid for a movement like in Amsterdam or Berlin?
Yeah. We have made a movement 4 years ago, I told you before. 77, no?
Yeah.
Was big movement like now in Amsterdam and Berlin. That came from university, you know, and we have occupied all the university. And here in Bologna was a very strong, fight because came thousand and thousand police and shot. One boy was killed, and this area was completely destroyed. And the magazine was, destroyed and. And also the university was occupied all the night and many students, many people take guns and rifles to defend. In the morning, at 6 o'clock in the morning, came tanks in this way down there and all the people must go outside. Yeah. And when we make that movement in 77, the PC was the first party that criminalized the movement, more than the Christian Democratic Party. They say that all the houses, free houses, all the universities that are occupied must be, the people must go outside. They say this, and they say to the government, and the government go to the university in Rome and here in Bologna and Napoli too, and put all the people outside and arrest a lot of people.
What, it's strange what they are doing. They stay there and they stay there and...
it's funny. I don't know. Yes, it's... they don't know what to do because it's a strange situation. These people, you know, Carabinieri.
Now there are more.
Yeah, more fucking more pigs.
These those people have guns. Yes,
yeah,
this is the army.
They shot. They kill Francesco Russo in 77. They kill here. In the not in front, but when he was running, you know, they
he's
shot.
Back.
Yeah,
yes,
there. And after they say that he has a gun near him, but he has nothing, you know.
Yeah.
Here in Italy, can start a new movement. Because after the 77, 78, most part of the people went in prison, you know?
Yeah.
And also the parties like Democrazia Proletaria or Lotta Continua or Autonomy don't they close the movement, you know? And one part of the movement go underground in the organization near Red Brigade, you know, because the repression was so strong and you can do anything, you can't make a manifestation, nothing you can do for more than two. What's happening? More than 2 months in Rome and in other town, we cannot make a demonstration in the streets. Mm-hmm. And people go in prison without trial, stay there for many months.
Yeah.
Without trial, a lot of people, hundred people in Rome and here. And for this reason now, it's very difficult to begin a new movement because you see that it's so strong, the repression, you know. Then
it's good to use at this moment all the people from foreign countries.
Yeah. They won't only discuss about the problem or the social problem in Europe because they like to discuss, but they don't want nothing like that here. And they are more authoritarian, more fascist than the police there. You can squat the houses, you know, in Amsterdam and stay for some time. But here you cannot do nothing.
Well, in Amsterdam, it's you can stay a time, a while, and when you renovate the house, they evict you.
What?
When you have renovated the house, then they evict you.
Then the house is yours.
Then they took the house again. It's frustrating also.
But in Berlin, a lot of houses in these last months are squatted in Berlin, West Berlin.
Yeah.
And they have renovated the houses and they control these houses. And also if the police there is very strong and very fascist, but they can have houses.
Yes, but it's also...
No, depend on the moment.
It's very difficult for them in Berlin.
Yeah, I know, but also here.
They don't know what to do, I think, at the moment.
No, they cannot, because this day is a celebration of 1 year ago was the strage, and now it's a celebration, and they don't like to make fighting now. Maybe the next days they arrest a lot of people, like every moment when they want to make afraid the people, you know, they arrest 10 or 20 people for terrorism and they put in jail for 2 or 3 months without trial. When they want. In Napoli, I came from Napoli, and these days a lot of people that make fighting, you know, for the work, because there are more than 100,000 people without work. And a lot of people go in the streets every day to fight for work. And normally they take these people and put them in prison. And also in Napoli, the Communist Party is, has the government of the town. In Napoli, after the earthquake, the situation is very bad. Just before the earthquake was completely crazy, the situation, because many hundred thousand people has no houses and live in the slums. And the bad houses, you know, families with 10 children. And after the earthquake, the situation is completely absurd, you know. And the Communist Party that speak a lot about this problem, don't take one house. There are more than 20,000 houses empty in Napoli, in the old center. And they don't want to take nothing, because the Christian Democratic Party and the Communist Party in Napoli, they look, the Christian Democratic Party don't want that the Communist Party as the government of the town, but they have nothing to do. Mm-hmm. They don't have nothing to do with houses, with work. And so it's good for themselves, you know, for the Christian Democratic Party and the Communist Party, that the things remain the same. You know, they use the Communist Party to make quiet the situation, you know, because the Communist Party control a lot of working class, and so...
Oh, yeah. For a squad of radio in Amsterdam.
Beyond the Italian people, this was a very very big discussion about the performance of Carmelo Bene. This is an impression of this meeting. For example, the council got invited.
Kijk, om die mensen uit de lijn.
Maar de noorden bereikening van de politie is ook een beetje nerveus, want ze weten niet wat er gaat gebeuren in Bologna. Daarom zijn er veel politie. Dus je hebt altijd een kans dat dat het een beetje uit de hand loopt. Ja, er is inderdaad veel politie en snel politie. Alleen ze doen verder niets. Dat viel mij ontzettend op. Dat, dat je gewoon langs heen loopt.
Ja, ook een soort kat-en-muisspel dat ze daar de straat in afzetten. Dan iedereen mag door, gaan ze een stukje verderop. De straat weer afzetten, dan iedereen mag door, enzovoort, enzovoort.
Zullen we een beetje aansluiten?
Altijd story.
Oké. De straat af nu. wapen met schilden, stokken.
In de einde van de carabinieri.
Libertà di manifestare! Libertà!
Een zak. Traangasgranaten. Dat brengt hij aan.
En ook traangasgranaten?
Ja, en een soort drugszak. Daar heeft hij nu achter.
Alla politica dei giovani, chiaramente attraverso poi il camminare tutti insieme in mezzo a questa strada. Però naturalmente l'unica concessione che ci è stata fatta è stata quella di passare sotto i portici. Però chiaramente prima di poter...
Siamo qua, stiamo!
Il perché della presenza nostra oggi in piazza, il perché del significato di questo convegno, il perché chiaramente anche tutti i giornalisti che stanno qua dovrebbero capire che significato c'ha vietare appunto di passare in corteo, quando effettivamente, come dicevamo prima, il corteo, gli slogan, i volantini e non soltanto le discussioni come volevano farci fare soltanto chiusi dentro quattro mura, servissero invece per riuscire a comunicare effettivamente quelli che sono i bisogni dei giovani. Dal discorso delle case, e non per questo infatti i compagni sono stati appunto anche sotto il comune, dal fatto dei bisogni fondamentali che sono appunto quelli di una casa, quindi a quelli del mangiare, e infatti ricordo ai compagni, ai giornalisti, a tutti quelli che stanno qua, che si è fatta una delegazione di massa dei compagni, degli stranieri convocati appunto qua a Bologna in questi quattro giorni per chiedere al comune dei buoni pasto, visto che fino adesso si è continuato a mangiare panini, si è continuato a dover sopportare che le mense convenzionate passassero i cestini invece che pasti caldi. Quindi la commissione, la delegazione che è salita.
last prize. The name of it. Jij was bij een vrouwenbijeenkomst vanmiddag.
Ja.
Kun je iets over vertellen?
Het is heel moeilijk om inhoudelijk over te vertellen, omdat...
Gewoon wat het was en zo.
Nou, moeilijk om inhoudelijk over te vertellen is omdat het meest Italiaans was. En alleen als buitenlandse vrouwen iets zeiden, dan kwam er een Italiaanse vrouw bij om te vertalen. Als de Italiaanse vrouwen wat zeiden, dan moest je echt even achteroverleunen, omdat het toevallig iemand was die het in Duits vertaalde of zo. Dus je kon het eigenlijk niet goed volgen allemaal.
Ja, maar je bent erheen gegaan, maar waarvoor dan?
Ik wou weten wat dat was.
En ben je er nou achter gekomen?
Ik denk dat het wel belangrijk was, maar dat het om het internationaal te maken, dat er inderdaad voor meer vertaling gezorgd moet worden. Want er werden nou bijvoorbeeld vragen gesteld en die moesten dan vertaald worden. En daar kwam een heel krakkemikkig antwoord op terug.
Hey, je had net nog een geintje wat je vertelde over... Er was een man in de zaal, zei je?
Ja, dat is waarschijnlijk de beheerder of zo. En die liep op een gegeven moment door de zaal. En toen zei van, nou, die... Of de Italiaanse vrouw, die werd heel erg kwaad. En toen begonnen andere vrouwen ook te fluiten. Maar die man die zei dus allerlei dingen terug. Ik weet niet precies wat hij
heeft geloofd. Gewoon een hulp, dat zijn hem stuk tijd geweest.
Hele leuke fouten.
Ja, de hele tijd wel.
Opgeroepen van tegen terrorisme.
Cola, vier pils.
Welke demonstratie? Welke demonstratie hebben jullie gelopen?
Heb je de koeien of de fouten?
Dat weet ik niet meer.
Waterijs. De kamer ook een ijs.
Nee, chocolade. Wit met chocolade.
Wit met chocolade.
Ja, ik liever geen waterijs. Nee, dat kan me vallen, maar doe maar een ijs.
Ijs.
Ja.
Ik kan ook een hoop van groen halen.
Ja, maar dan moet je naar de overkant. Dat wou ik jou niet aan.
Nou, wie
loopt er
mee?
Ik
even
hier
broek.
Tony,
kun je even in Duitsland ook. En in Engeland met de Yorkshire Ripper hadden ze in de buurt van de Yorkshire Ripper had de politie voorgesteld om maar een avondklok in te stellen voor vrouwen. Want het was zo gevaarlijk voor vrouwen om de straat op te gaan. Hebben de vrouwen voorgesteld om maar een avondklok in te stellen voor mannen. Want wie zijn degenen die het doen? Het zijn de mannen. Laat die maar thuis blijven. Laat de vrouwen maar op straat gaan. Dat vond ik heel goed.
Oké. Het was dus een bijeenkomst van vrouwen tegen seksueel geweld.
Iedere dag zijn er bijeenkomsten en ze hebben iedere dag een thema. Gisteren was het over abortus en nog een paar dingen. Vandaag ging het speciaal over seksueel geweld dan.
Oké, bedankt. Hey, je vertelde me iets vreemds, wat ik zelf ook wel zie hoor trouwens, maar vertel jij het maar.
Ja, ik vind het een heel vreemde toestand. We staan hier middeleeuwse plein, midden in Bologna, op een ander plein hier in de buurt, zeg maar 500 meter verderop. Er is iemand aan het lezen uit de Divine Commedia van Dante. Er komt ook middeleeuwse muziek en er staan duizenden mensen te luisteren. Het hele plein is verlicht, mooie middeleeuwse gebouwen. Alle mensen die staan te luisteren, het is heel warm hier, het regent niet, dus iedereen loopt rustig rond. En naast ons staat ongeveer in slagorde opgesteld zo'n 5 of 6 wagens van de mobiele eenheid van de gemeentepolitie en ook van de carabinieri. Ze zijn 10 meter verderop staan er twee carabinieri met de pistolen naast hun. Het is maar 2 of 3 uur geleden hebben ze hun allemaal in een echte gevechtsuitrusting gezien. Met geweren en traangasgranaten en zo. En het is alsof, aan de ene kant is dat helemaal niet gebeurd is. En toch staan ze hier. En de mensen die lopen gewoon rustig rond, alsof die ME-wagens er niet stond. Ik vind het een onbegrijpelijke toestand. Die mensen die zien dat blijkbaar niet.
Ja, maar het is net een muur, hè? Als er nog één auto bij stond, dan was het gewoon een muur geweest. Had je er niet meer doorgekund hier?
Ja. Het is natuurlijk al de bedoeling. Als het nodig is, kunnen ze zo het plein afsluiten.
Ja, het is een hele enorme tegenstelling, zo wat we hier zien, in feite. Net is het middeleeuwse of het klassieke concert is afgelopen. Is een heel groot podium. En daarvoor is een soort concertzaal, of tenminste althans de stoelen. En dan daarvoor een heel groot podium waar net een concert is geweest, klassieke muziek. En achter ons wordt Divina Commedia van Dante opgevoerd.
Ja, het is op zich een heel vreemd toestand. Want ik heb gelezen, er staat een middeleeuwse toren. Een heel dunne toren, maar toch zo'n 20 verdieping hoog. En op een soort verlichte podiumje staat één man om dat allemaal te lezen. Er zijn een paar muzikanten die middeleeuwse muziek spelen. En er staan tientallen duizenden mensen te luisteren in de straten. En ze hebben helemaal geen aandacht voor die carabinieri. Nou, dat zijn echte legereenheden. Dan zijn ze in bruine uniformen. Met allemaal met pistool en een soort zakje voor de minister.